Good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And as always, I hope that you're in your favorite spot for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. Today, I want to thank everyone who sent me prayers and well wishes during my period of illness in the past week. Thank you so much for all of your well wishes and prayers. I'm not 100%, but I'm so much further along than I was when I had first fallen ill about a week or so ago. So if everybody's ready, we're going to sit still for a while. Just listen to my words and simply relax. I'm sure your significant other or the children could give you your 15 minutes of you time. And after that, of course, we always return to the hustle and bustle of our real world lives. But right now, for the next 13 minutes and 19 seconds, this is our time. And as always this week, my favorite music of choice is Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker. I've gone back to one of my old standards. I love this CD. And, of course, look it up and see where you can purchase a copy if you enjoy hearing it. But this week, our inspirational minute is Making Dreams Reality. But hold on a moment. It's also known as Reality Check 101. This is not when people have big dreams and they take those dreams and bring them into the real world and make them something positive. These are about the people who speak on any and everything, and they present what they're saying like it's truth or law. And no one really takes the time to challenge them and find out if what they're saying is true. You know, Proverbs 15:2 states, "The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." And Proverbs 18:2 states, "A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that this heart may discover itself." So with those two verses, let's look at this for a moment. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. You ever have that person that knows something about everything? It could be your business and they're talking to someone else. It could be that you're going through something in your life, whether it be an illness, a domestic situation, and you and your partner have split. But that person is the one that calls the family and friends and says, you know, they got rid of that man and they did this for whatever reason. And people are sitting around listening like, this person actually knows what they're talking about, when really, it's the reality that they've created in their own minds. Or when you come across someone like that, they don't want to hear what you have to say. You just sit and listen to them, and they'll have 27,000 reasons as to why they can't hear what you're saying. They expect you to listen to them. That's where Proverbs 18:2 comes in. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Because it's all about that person. You know, it was so interesting. I say it so many times that I come across like or very almost mirror images or situations during my week. And I had a conversation with someone who kept telling the same story, several people in the family. So finally I said, is this something that you actually did? Or Is this something that's made up? And initially I got the silent treatment, nothing. And then their response was, well, I did it in my head. Well, really? Because you've been spewing this like you actually did this, and people believe that you actually had done the things that you proclaim, when in a lot of cases I knew that the person had never done these things, because I've known the person probably the longest out of all of the people that they're talking to. And it's happened in more than one situation. So when I called them out on it after their moment of silence, when I'm assuming they knew that they had been called out. And if you call yourself such a wonderful Christian person, why would you lie to me knowing that I wouldn't buy into it anyway? So they said it happens in their head. And there's so many people that live out their fantasies. They're weak in the real world, but they're heroes and soldiers in the world that they've created within their own minds. And sometimes their fantasy world is manifested into the real world. So what's the saying goes, you know, believe none of what you hear and only part of what you see. And the rest of it, you know, you have to read deeper into what people are saying, especially if you've never known people to be outspoken and strong and this and that, because people like that can start a rift in a family. They can cause major problems because they're viewed as someone who, whether they're the family patriarch or matriarch, or someone who's revered as respected within the family. But little do the people in the inner circle know that most of the things that they talk about, they have no real knowledge of, or they've never really done. And it's amazing how the story will be tweaked according to who they're talking to. So sometimes when you hear people who continuously want to monopolize conversations and they want you to hear what they have to say, if you want to silence the madness, question them. You have the right to question anyone. You have that right. Because a lot of times these are the people that cause families to become enemies. Because you never know who they're speaking to under the radar. I know that I had a family member who told many people in the family how stupid and illiterate I was when it came down to dealing with my divorce and my abuse situation. But this was somebody who was on the outside the entire time. They didn't even come on board with it until the very end when I let them know that we were getting a divorce. But they put their personal spin on everything based on the issues that they've had in their life. They then attached it to my life and passed on their version of my story. But these are the types of people that I'm not saying that you move them out of your life, because they even have a purpose in your life, because they teach us what not to do. Because usually these people are very unhappy and they have no power other than within that family or close friend realm where people allow them to be who they are, because in the real world, they're very minuscule. So love and respect them as much as you can, and as you choose to do. Never, ever come to their level and just berate and disrespect them. But we all know at least one person who follows this pattern. They know everything. They're the boss of everything. They will have their hand in everything. But then this is their world they've created, a world within a world, because they're not very effective in the real world. So you say a prayer for that type of person and then you move on. Never, ever, ever break down and become mean and nasty towards them, because for whatever reason, they have become the person that they are. And that's not for us to judge. And unless they ask for our help to help them to figure it out, it's not for us to step in and tell them what's going on or what we perceive them to be in a negative way. If we can't help them, then it's best for us to walk away. But everyone knows one of those people who's the big bad wolf who's really a poodle in a pit bull's body. But they have their purpose and their reasoning for being here as well. So that's our food for thought for this week. Now, 4 minutes left. You ready? It's time for us to simply lie back, kick our shoes off, and relax. Let's do some deep breaths. Inhale. Hold it as long as you can. And exhale all of that negative energy. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Inhale again. And exhale. Just lie still. Listen to the music. And as always, healing through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday morning meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation, a 501c3 community-based nonprofit. If you'd like to contact us, our number is 202-618-2556. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Or you may write to me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. And be looking out for more information for our second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit 2011 coming on October the 22nd. Check back often. And of course, if you want to keep up with all of our happenings, you can find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Join us there and like us. And, of course, pass along this show. Promote us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And Twitter, you may find us under Wall, W-A-L-L, underscore, Foundation. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, send me a message and tell me that you heard us on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio or the Sunday Morning Meditation. Special shout out to the Women of Wisdom and Worth, the Ladies of WOW, which is my women's social group. We had a great time this weekend at the AMF Bowling Alley. Thank you all so much for welcoming us with open arms. We had a blast. And as always, I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week. So with that said, we have a little more than 1 minute left. Until next time, enjoy this beautiful rainy day here in the great state of Maryland. And if it's sunshiny where you are, go out and feel the rays and the warmth of the sun. Until next week, you be blessed. I am your host, Maria Wall, and I will see you soon. And remember to check out our archives and listen to all of our shows, Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Meditation. Until next time, be blessed.